Real is what you feel, feelings aren't real. Put your money down, raise your back, spin the wheel. Real is what you feel, feelings aren't real.
Hello, 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 everyone. You are listening to Drag Race Kiki, a RuCap podcast. I'm your host, James Knipe, fellow Drag Race lover. I essentially wanted to do this podcast because Drag Race is just my absolute favorite show. I am completely obsessed with it, completely infatuated. And yeah, I just wanted an outlet to be able to talk about it. Reddit is like my second home. I'm always on there. Just reading about all the tea, everything, and yeah, I just want to join the discussion, get into it, give my take on what's been going on. So let's get into it, mama. Okay, so first episode, oh my gaga. This episode was kind of interesting because, as someone on Reddit kind of said, this is more so like episode zero, not really episode one. As we all know, no one is going home this episode. It's more so just a real showcase of the 13 queens, which I think is great. We get to learn way more about them. And it's always kind of, unfair, I guess, and annoying when the first queen goes home in the first episode when she doesn't really even get to showcase anything. So it's good that Rue decided, you know what? No, like, I'm not sending anyone home. I want to, like, see you guys all out. So, yeah, like, this episode was interesting. We didn't get to see Rue in drag at all. The runway was a bit different because of the pageant. But, okay, let's just start with the workroom entrances. I'm not going to go through all of them. That's a lot. But I'm just gonna like go through my highlights and yeah. First to enter was Peppermint. I think Peppermint was great. She's beautiful. I think, I don't really have too much to say about Peppermint. She's super gorgeous. She seems like she's really got that C going on. She's super charismatic. I definitely think she's gonna go pretty far. I don't know. Valentina, okay, maybe I am just going to go through all of them. Okay, so Valentina was next. Valentina, I think she's gorgeous. She is so, the fact that she's only been doing drag for 10 months, which again, I think that just means, she said that was her debut performance, so I think that just means she's only been performing for 10 months, but she could have been doing like side makeup hustle for like quite a while, been going out in drag, but not actually performing. So I think there was like a little bit of a people like might have like misinterpreted that, but she totally could, like, her makeup is so fucking on point. 10 months, that's skills girl. The thing about Valentina is she kind of has this like air where like she does carry herself like a winner, which I think is great. I don't know, I thought a lot of her comments though just seemed like she was just a little bit full of herself, super conceited when she made that comment about LA being the center of the universe. I was just like, girl, okay, yeah. So I don't know, she's cute. I think she's got a great look, but she's just, I don't know, she's not really doing it for me in terms of personality. Yeah, what other highlights? I don't know, I think Sasha Velour is going to be one to watch. Super creative, super interesting. My only thing is I just feel like Sasha Velour maybe might take herself a bit too seriously. So when it comes to more like the goofy stuff, I'm like curious to see how she's going to be able to let go of that super like artistic intellect self that she has, because she is probably one of the smartest queens that's ever been on Drag Race. If you ever watch any of her performances on YouTube, it's pretty insane what she does with those projectors and everything. So I'm very curious to see how she does in like kind of the acting challenges and everything. Also, I'm hoping I do love her bald look, but I'm really hoping that, you know, she pulls out some wigs, girl. So, because from what I've seen, she mainly it doesn't wear wigs. So other standouts. Okay, the Vegas girls. Okay, this is the thing about Kimora. When I watched the Meet the Queens video, Kimora, I thought was definitely, I was like, oh, this is the villain. This is the easy villain. She's going to be the easy target to be the villain this season. But she has warmed up to me in episode one so much. I'm so glad that she's not getting that super bitchy edit. I fucking loved in Untucked how gagged everyone was when she said she doesn't have plastic surgery. I am Asian and I've never seen anyone who has cheekbones like that. So I think maybe she was like a little bit embarrassed to admit that she's had work done, because as soon as Valentina was in Untucked, again, was like, oh yeah, like I think it's very common. Then Kimora, she backpedaled and she was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I did have my lips done. And I'm like, girl, maybe, like, I think she's had something done and she was just like a little bit embarrassed, but she's warm. I think she's lovely. She's gorgeous. So fucking hot as a boy too. And like, I'm so glad that she's not getting that kind of villain edit. I do think she's going to be an early out, probably like second or third, just because, yeah, she's admitted it herself. Like, acting is not going to be her strong suit. So as soon as they have to do an acting challenge or anything like that, she might falter. Farrah, I loved Farrah going into the season. Farrah was my favorite. And I just think she's really lacking in personality. She just seems like a little bit boring. Untucked, I loved her. She was super nice and like really warmed up to me in Untucked. But yeah, from her entrance, she just kind of walked in and she's not really carrying herself with a winner's attitude. And I think that's going to probably hinder her a little bit. But fish. Fucking tuna on a platter, fresh tilapia, like one of the fishiest queens we've seen since Courtney, which props to your mama. So who else? Charlie, I think, amazing. I loved him in that RuPaul Drives clip. If any of you watched that, she was so natural with RuPaul, and just RuPaul was hysterically laughing. And I think that's always the mark of a really good queen who holds himself really well, is if you can make RuPaul laugh with that hysterical, crazy laugh, then, like, you're doing something right. So I think she's super witty, super funny, but there is that rumor that, like, she injures herself in the cheerleading challenge and has to go home early, which I just think would be, like, a little ironic, considering she's the oldest queen to ever be on RuPaul's Drag Race, and then to fall and break her hip is, like, you know... Yeah, that's just so cliche. So I don't know. I want to see her in Snatch Game because she does amazing celebrity impressions. But I really hope that rumor's not true. Poor Charlie. Who else? Let's see. Alexis Michelle, I definitely think is gonna go very far. She holds herself really well. Her makeup is on point. She seems super talented. I mean, the girl can sing. She can serve a look. So. I think Alexis is probably going to go far. I did not like her entrance look. I didn't like the contacts. I thought they were a little too blue for me. That's just personal. And like, I don't know, the fupa area wasn't that flattering. So, I'll talk about her other looks, later on, but. Other entrance standouts, I don't know, like, I really felt too, like, no one really came in and delivered a really good catch line. I love it when they come in and they just, like, are owning it and, like, they have a tagline. I feel like that's kind of now part of the show, is, like, you have to come in and you have to have this tagline. Nino Bonino, Osama Bin Laden, Banana Fofana, Brown Living so much. I think she's so creative. She's so fucking funny. If you haven't seen her Jasmine Masters impression, it is on point. I'm really hoping she does her first Snatch Game because it's so fucking good. Nina is probably one of the most talented makeup artists we have seen in a while. Well, I guess Kim Chi, but she can serve so many different types of amazing looks. I think she's the first queen to ever enter the workroom in drag that was not meant to, like, look female, or you know, she came in as a mouse, so technically that's just, you know, she's doing makeup and she's fully padded and everything, well, fully padded, like, fully padded, so fucking good, like, you could rest you know, a champagne bottle on them hips. I absolutely loved her in Untucked. I loved her vulnerability, and we'll get to the challenge later. But Nina Modena, she is definitely someone to watch, and I'm super excited to see how she goes. Also, as a boy, she can fucking get it, okay? Who else? Shea Coulee, love her. I think she holds herself really well again. Love her, like, bougie lemonade budget on a champagne lifestyle kind of look. So fucking good. And she's from Chicago, and we all know Chicago queens know how to turn it, so I think Shea Coulee is, again, going to be someone to watch. So I know I didn't touch on everyone, but it's a lot of people to talk about. I thought, you know, workroom entrances, they were great. Again, no one really I was like super gagging for, but so then the last queen to enter is, of course, Gaga, and she delivers a pretty memorable moment as Ronnie. I thought that was genius of the producers to do that. Such a, like, a cheeky moment, which is great. And to have someone of, like, that star caliber on this show is so amazing. And I think it just kind of opens the doors to who else could also be on the show in the future. Just, like, how much exposure these artists and these queens are getting. I think it's, you know, really good. It would kind of be like, I don't know, like, imagine if Beyonce came on Drag Race. I can't imagine that, because I don't think she'd ever do it, because Beyonce is just like doesn't really do anything. But it's like, it's almost of that level. Like, Gaga is super famous, super A-list, has so much like influence and power, and to come on Drag Race, I think, is so huge and monumental, which is obviously why the entire trailer and this whole episode was, you know, based around Gaga. They're milking it for all it's worth. But so then the girls come in, then they are then given, then Ru comes in. They're then given the challenge that they have to do one hometown look and one Gaga look. And right away the girls are just scrambling. That moment with Farrah where she's trying to find a workstation, I thought was so cute. Shay hit it right on the head when she's like, she is just awkwardly endearing with the way that she whines. She's whining and complaining. Again, this is what I'm saying about Farrah, is she's not holding herself with that confidence. Like, if you want a workstation, girl, go fucking get a workstation. Like, you are there to be in the competition. Like, don't, you know, don't shut her away. But it was super cute when she did have that whole moment. What else? There was, yeah, I think going back to kind of entrances and first impressions. Oh, yeah, Eureka. Girl, she is going to have, like, beef with everyone this season. Eureka, yeah, is just going to be the one girl that, I don't know, she just seems super shady. Interesting fact, I took this BuzzFeed quiz that it was like, what season 9 queen would you be? And I ended up getting Eureka. And I asked my friends and they were like, that's definitely dead on. I'd like to think I'm not as shady as her. But yeah, I do love that she, you know, she is kind of shady and she has like some amazing comments. But she just seems like she's going to have beef with everyone this season. And they're already building that Trinity versus Eureka storyline, which is hopefully going to end in a lip sync, which would be fucking amazing to see them take each other out. The girls are then given this challenge. They're all running around that room, scrambling. And then we get to that main stage. It's the Miss Charisma, Uniqueness, Nerve, and Talent pageant. Oh, yeah, one other highlight. Oh, my God, James Mansfield. The editors are doing her so fucking dirty this season. I mean, to have to include that footage of her awkwardly standing there and not knowing what to do is so shady. And I think she's definitely going to be the first one out, just judging based on how the editing is going and, like, in Untucked and everything. I just, felt, yeah, I don't know, it seemed not really fair, because obviously there's going to be a moment when the girls, they all enter, and there's going to be that awkward moment where they're like, what do I do? Like, do I walk off to the side? Like, you know what I mean? Like, obviously they have to stand on a certain spot for a certain amount of time to, like, get the footage and everything, and they just decided to include probably that footage of James awkwardly standing there being like, okay, what am I agree that I think he probably was more awkward than most of the other girls, but I just, the editors did him so fucking dirty with that one. Okay, so then we get to the main challenge, and this challenge is you have to serve one hometown look and one Gaga look. Highlights from the hometown look, Shay, I think, a hot dog on her head was amazing. I think so outside of the box. Again, I agree with, like, I didn't like how all the New York girls, three out of the four of them, did the Statue of Liberty. I think it was Kimono Gate all over again. I cringed with that moment with Alexis Michelle when she awkwardly fluffs her tail into the wind. It looks like she's about to, like, you know, it looks like she farts and it just kind of fluffs up. And I totally agree with that. She should have put the Black Lives Matter on the banner behind her. It would have been, you know, way more impactful. But yeah, the hometown looks, you know, the, yeah, all the Statue of Liberties, I think they all looked good, but it was just like, it is like what Sasha said, it's so, you just did the most typical thing. It would be like, you know, if you, I don't know, were from LA and you came out as the Hollywood sign, I don't know, or like some, yeah, it's just, it's very predictable. And I would say out of those three New York looks, I think Aja's was my favorite. Her body is fucking snatched, and that green color with that orange wig just looked amazing on her. What other looks really stood out to me? Obviously, Nina Bonina. The fact that she went from a mouse to a peach, and, like, I don't know about you guys, but in that in the super trailer when Nina is saying, take a bite of this peach, I watched that over and over. It is amazing, her makeup and the way she literally looks like an animated real life peach, and to be able to transform into something like that from a mouse to that is, you know, amazing and unbelievable. And yeah, I thought she slayed that look, obviously. Eureka's hometown look, I get it, like the whole comedy camp value, but to me it just reminded me of, do you remember in season 7 when Katya and Mrs. Kasha Davis did the conjoined twins thing, and they were like the old women? It very much reminded me a lot of that, with the cigarette out and the red kind of auburn hair and the short dress and everything. It really reminded me of that. That's what I thought. James Mansfield, yeah, just, you know, so much you could have done with Milwaukee. To be honest, I don't really know anything about Milwaukee, so I shouldn't be judging, but I don't know. I immediately was just like, oh, did you pick up that dress from Magnolia Crawford? Like, it looked like the exact dress that Magnolia Crawford wore in season 6 when she got kicked off that awful cow print. And yeah, Sasha, I completely agree. I think too many props. I loved her look as a whole, but the painting was just a little bit unnecessary. Valentina fucking slayed with that Spanish look. I think her style of drag is just so, I love that, like, Latina old Hollywood kind of flair. And yeah, she kind of annoys me as a person, but girl looks fucking good. Okay, so let's get into the Gaga looks. I'm just gonna say, as a whole, I thought I was very underwhelmed. I think Gaga has so many iconic, insane, crazy looks, and a lot of the girls, I felt, played it a little safe. I know they were trying to be more out of the box, but although Alexis Michelle, I think she looked amazing, and that dress that she made, and it fit her perfectly, I just thought, you know, yeah, it's like classic, it's very classy and everything, but I don't know, when I think Gaga, I just think, you know, go for it and do something insane. Like, you know, no one did the meat dress, which could have, yeah, kind of been predictable. But still, like, if you could have actually pulled off the meat dress, like, that is probably one of the number one things that people think about Gaga when they're thinking about fashion and everything, is that meat dress was so iconic. James Mansfield's Vogue cover, great reference, girl, because I feel like people wouldn't think of that, but it just... It was like, it was kind of almost like you probably had that dress and you thought, how can I maybe interpret this as Gaga? Which, I did not care about that. Nina Bonina, that's super iconic. Gaga, she looked great. It was a great take on it. Love the big tits and the big padding again. Eureka's telephone look. It was good. I thought she maybe could have put the Coke cans in her hair. That was, you know, it isn't the part of that actual look, because I think in the telephone video, Gaga's wearing the, like, a leather jacket when she has the telephone cans and the cigarette sunglasses. But I thought Eureka looked great in that dress, and it was, you know, really channeling Gaga. Everyone was super gagged by Valentino's Gaga look. I don't know. I thought the wig was the wrong color and the wrong cut, and she had the sunglasses on, which Gaga didn't have in the look. Like, if you're going to read Peppermint for being like, oh, well, you wore hoops, it's like, well, then read fucking Valentino for being like, you wore those sunglasses. And Gaga did not wear sunglasses on the red carpet, and the wig was the wrong color. I don't know, the outfit just kind of looked a little cheap to me, that Valentina Gaga look. Farrah, poor Farrah. I completely agree with Michelle that she chose something that ate up her body, although I think she looked amazing and looked so much like the Alejandro video. I cannot believe that she did not do that tearaway. Again, this is Farrah not really owning and having that crazy confidence. Like, she should have gone for that tearaway and ripped it off, because as we saw also in Untucked, it was amazing, and it would have showed off her body, and it would have also showed off that she can serve two looks in one. So yeah, maybe she just, you know, saw Charlie do her awkward ass reveal from the pilgrim look and was just like, nah, bitch, I'm not gonna try it. Speaking of Charlie served an amazing look, that Brit's look. I'd completely forgot about it, and when I saw it though, I remembered it. But yeah, that was, her hair was insane. I don't know how, she probably got like a kink in her neck from wearing that, because that just was huge. Who else is Gaga? Shay's Gaga look, I thought it was okay. I didn't really look like the original. Why no one did a bad romance look is beyond me. I know that it's so easy to be like, if I were on the show, I'd do this, but it would have been amazing to see someone in that McQueen gold studded dress from the bad romance video with the armadillo heels. Like, to me, like, that is super iconic, and like, Gaga obviously fucking loves McQueen. It was like, take a shot every time Gaga says McQueen. I was wasted last night. That I would have loved to see. Who else really? See, like, people aren't really. Sasha, the applause look, that was, you know, really good. I thought it was good because it was really Sasha, but it was also, you know, so Lady Gaga. And it looked exactly like the look. Minus, I wish she had like those huge pillow things that Gaga has, like, in that applause video. Didn't you guys love how Gaga, like, again, this episode was all about Gaga, how she just name dropped every fucking designer. And I thought it was, you know, it was cool, because obviously we're like learning about the fashion and people want to know, but it just got a little tired. I was like, we get it, you work with like amazing designers. Aja's Comme des Garçons look, I thought that was so unexpected and super creative and just really outside the box. Aja revealed on her Instagram Live the reason why she chose that is she was struggling with anorexia at the time, so that's why she wanted to go with that Gaga look. I'm so glad that she chose that over that stupid poncho, because literally no one's, like, I don't know, I did that look did not, I would have no idea that was Gaga. I think the poncho is really cool, but it's not, no one's gonna know that that's Gaga. I loved how Trinity did a look from American Horror Story. Again, yeah, that wig, like, I don't understand. Do they, like, get to ship stuff there? Because it's like, how did you keep that wig from not getting crushed, like, in just a suitcase? Like, that was amazing perfection, and Gaga was living, and I was living, and yeah, it was really cool that she did a look from American Horror Story. Who else? Sorry, there are so many fucking queens, and I know I'm, like, missing a whole bunch of them, and I could just look it up in my head right now, but obviously I just want to do this podcast by the seat of my pants or whatever it is, and I'm trying to think of memorable, yeah, looks, but okay, well, I'm sure I missed some, but anyway, so the top were Sasha, Nina, and Sasha, Nina, and Eureka, which I think was super well-deserved. I thought it was so interesting how Eureka in Untucked was like, oh, I think me and Nina are in the bottom. Well, girl, you couldn't be further from the truth. And then Nina won, and I think it was so well-deserved. And yeah, like, going into the season, Nina really wasn't on my radar. But now I think she has completely won me and the entire, like, Drag Race community over. Like, I see there's, like, a meme going around right now where it's, like, it says, like, me, like, I, like, on, like, lyrics don't really, I only listen to music for, like, meaningful lyrics or something. And then it's, like, also me. And then it's, like, Nina Bonina, Banana Fofana, like, Osama Bin Laden Brown. And then it's, like, a picture of a door, like, crying, which I think is hilarious. So, yeah, I think I'm going to make my predictions now. Top three, I think, is gonna be, just based on, like, the edits and, like, what we're seeing so far, I think it's gonna be Alexis, Michelle, Nina, and fuck, maybe Eureka. Like, I don't know. Like, it is kind of hard to tell, but I definitely think Nina will be top four or top three, just based on that first challenge stat that we've all seen. The only one to fuck that up is Morgan McMichaels, ruined that, you know, perfect 8 out of 8 stat. But yeah, I'm super excited. I can't, we have to talk about the returning queen. Spoiler alert, most of us know who it is, which I'm just gonna fucking say it. Like, there is rumored and there is leaked audio footage that is definitely cuckoo. Cynthia Lee Fontaine is coming back, which I think is, it's an okay choice. I would have preferred Trixie, to be honest, but yeah, I know, Trixie for All-Stars 3, but I think it is an interesting choice. Cynthia was a huge favorite on season 8, and obviously was out episode 3 and didn't really get to showcase that much, and she's probably grown so much since, her season, so I think it will be super interesting. I don't really see her making it, like, maybe, like, 3 or 4 episodes, and then, you know, she'll probably go. What's interesting is, when I was watching it with my friend, I was like, oh, like, it's so weird. Like, is this the first time there's not been a Puerto Rican queen on it? And then I completely forgot, like, oh, Cynthia's on it. So maybe that's, like, why they brought her back. I don't know. But it was really, I thought it was, for anyone who might not have known that it was Cynthia and they're trying to guess, I thought it was super obvious. They did a huge shot of her ass right at the end. Like, yeah, it was, you know, that's cuckoo. And they showed the back of her head and it looked from the shot like her neck was black or, like, really shaded. So a bunch of my friends were texting me being like, it's not Cynthia, like, it's someone, like, it's a black queen. And I was like, girl, it's not, like, it is Cynthia, and that is just weird editing, weird, like, color correction, I don't know. And I saw even someone on Reddit, like, took the photo and they lightened it up, and it just looks like it's underexposed a little bit. So yeah, it's, I definitely think it's Cynthia Lee Fontaine, which I think is going to be fun and a good twist. I'm so excited for the next episode, because we'll actually get to see RuPaul in drag, we'll get to learn what the runway song is, and we're gonna finally get to see a lip sync. Like I said, again, you know, this was kind of just a super really good preview, to meet the queens. I, you know, this episode again was all about Gaga. I would have loved to seen more interactions with the queens, more learning to get to know them, but I think, again, that's all just coming, and this was just like a something new for the show, and you know, can't complain. Drag Race is back in our lives, right? Like, let's be honest. This is the best time of the year. Yeah, so that is my review. Sorry if I was, like, kind of nervous and rambling and maybe forgot about some important details, but I wanted to get this out as fast as possible because the episode did air 2 days ago, and if you're going to do a review podcast, you should leave your review soon. So yeah, if you like this, please subscribe. I would love it. I would love to join the discussion. And yeah, until next time, hunties, I will see you. This has been Drag Race Kiki with your host, James Knipe. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at @JamesKnipe_. And yeah. Bye.